Hello, rappers. The following presentation depicts a radio station that plays only 4 10-second commercial units an hour, has dozens of sponsorships, no on-air contesting, and doesn't identify itself by frequency. Now we call ourselves Kiss 108. By the time cable radio comes around, geographic location will be the only thing that matters, so it'll be Kiss Boston instead. Join me now as we take a look at what a radio station might sound like in 1999. Kiss Boston, put that one on the music chopping block for you. New from Cassandra. We'll see how it does in just a few minutes. I'm Jeff Berlin. We just got a few more minutes to go here on this 23rd of January, 1999. Last quarter hour's IBM winning song was the Nebula's Love Attitude. Now press your Kiss selector and choose which song you'll hear next. Button number one for the new Whitney Houston song, Good Love. Button number two for Western Empire's She Was. And on button number three, classic Tracy Chapman with Fast Cars. After you hear your song, we'll tally the selections and see which song was listened to the most. All brought to you by the new IBM Secretary, the first talking computer that takes dictation. See your dealer for a demonstration. Go ahead and press your Kiss selector right now.
Kiss Boston.
The news from Chevrolet. In eastern Los Angeles, negotiations with gang leaders break off abruptly after a car bombing. President Quayle, in a news conference this afternoon, says that he cannot yet foresee the lifting of martial law in Los Angeles. The U.S. dollar, the Japanese yen, and the European ekku dropped for the third week in a row. The ruble continues to gain strength as Soviet exports flood foreign markets. With his eye on the White House, Massachusetts Governor Jack Connors announces two new commuter hovercraft services to start this spring, aimed at easing traffic congestion from the north and south. Governor Connors claims this service has the potential to cut commuter traffic by 7%. In New York, revisionists stage a massive protest. An estimated 40,000 people brought traffic to a standstill by throwing themselves in front of moving vehicles. Many of those vehicles were new Chevrolet Geos, now available with prescription windshields. The revisionists were chanting, "The second coming is almost here. Now we're in the final year." This has been news from Chevrolet on Kiss Boston. I'm Matt Schaefer.
Star Market traffic gives us the usual backups this morning. Storrow Drive is backed up from Western Ave to Leverett Circle in both directions. Pretty good news. The lower deck is backed up only about 7 miles. Not bad there. And the expressway is only a 45-minute delay. On the Mass Pike, traffic is flowing smoothly underneath the Star Market, where steroid-free sirloin is just $3.50 a pound this week. That's Star Market traffic. I'm Rich Brody.
Kiss Boston.
Find out what happened last night in sports with Hank next.
Unattractive nose. No appointment is necessary at any of Westside's 35 area locations. In 2 hours, they'll give you the nose you want. Also, breasts, thighs, derrieres, and bellies. Westside Walk-In Cosmetic Surgery Clinics.
Good morning. I'm Hank Morris with Miller Ultralight Sports. Veteran point guard Ramil Robinson scored 32 points and handed out 12 assists as the Boston Celtics beat the NBA champion Miami Heat 114-102 last night at Boston Garden. Robinson and veteran Reggie Lewis, now in his 12th year with the Green Team, were both selected to the NBA All-Star team last night following the game. The All-Star game is being held February 10th at the Magic Dome in Los Angeles. Celtics coach Dennis Johnson will be an assistant coach for the East team. The Boston Bruins won their fourth straight game last night as they shut out the last-place Montreal Canadiens 4-0 at the Forum in Montreal. All-star right wing Rob Semedo had 2 goals, while Cam Neely, who just 2 days ago was contemplating retirement, added a goal and an assist to lead the attack. Ron Hextall, whom the Bruins obtained in a trade for veteran defenseman Ray Bourque, made 29 saves to post his second shutout in a row. Tonight, the Bruins are in Saskatchewan to face the Blades. Red Sox all-star left-hander Dexter Lee says he won't report to the world champion Red Sox training camp next month if the Sox don't give him the 2-year, $16 million contract he's looking for. Miller Ultralight beer has no calories and no sodium, but still has that less filling great taste. Miller Ultralight beer.
Thanks, Hank. And that's going to do it for me. Get ready for Diana Steele's Kiss Boston Music Express. I'm Jeff Berlin, and we've been brought to you today by the IBM Secretary, the Boston Globe, the Mass Lottery, your New England Chevrolet dealers, Heartbeats Health Club, Prism, Boston Smoke-Free Dance Club, Star Market, and the Westside Walk-In Cosmetic Surgery Clinics. I'll be back tomorrow with more of Boston's best choices for music.
Kiss Boston.